Soita Perktes, Mishnah Dalit. Me'ayin hoyu moididin. Here, like we pointed out in Mishnah Gimel, before the shalos where the head and the body were separated, the shalos which one to measure, that's the subject of our mission. The previous mission was just talking about the Mokim Kvura. Aber me'ayin hoyu moididin. The ma'isa is 5 feet, 6 feet between the feet and the head, and the cheshma has to be exact in order to be able to shtazach tzu to the ir hakroy ve'elov. We saw before, could have actual tzamtzim, 2 cities. So where in the body do they measure from? Reb Leza oimer mitiburoy. They measure from the tabur, the navel of the dead body, because that is considered the mokum hachius of a person that's in the middle of the body. That's the place where the ikar digestive system and the flow of blood in the body is. So memela, that is the mokum hamisa, mitiburoy. The physical part of a person that's most Chiyusoy is Tiburoy. Reb Kiva Oymen Michotmoy. The Shem Chalal Avada is Shaykh to the Chiyus. But Haloi, when the Rebbeinu Shalom created Adam Rishon, Kol Asher Nishmas Ruach Chaim Be'apov. Actually not by Adam Rishon, it's by Noyach. But who died in the Mabul is called that the Chiyus is Be'apov. Find this also in Svorim, where the Chush HaReyach, which is in the nose, is considered the Ikr Chiyus Adam. Mekoris to that in Sifri Machshava. So the Chotma is the Ikr Mokum Achiyus. They're really only arguing on definition, not on the Etzem Vort. There has to be the Mokum Achiyus. From the place where Lemaisa he was killed, or rather, not from where he was killed. Person, let's say you see on the dead body. The way he was killed is because the bottom of his body, Rachmanson, was burnt, or the top of, or he was choked. The name Cholol in the Pasuk, what the Gemara says, is Cholol's al Shem HaTzavar. Tzavrei Chal LeRishoyim. The word Cholol refers to the neck that's without chiyus. So since that's the mokum that the Torah calls Cholol, that's what we measure from. Now these three shittas, one point that Nachal Eisen points out, is that Yitochen, it seems to be a machloikis, what's the halacha lemaisa about this? Yerushalmi is right, and the Bavli maybe not that way, is that Be'etzem, the dead body's lying here, it's mutl bibizoyin, they bury the body right away. When they bury the body, bimkoimoy, they mitzayin on top the mokum of the different evarim, and they do the measurement not from the body itself, but from the markers that were placed there. The Rambam doesn't seem to say that. Seems to say that they measured the body itself. Then they had to leave the body out till they got together, whoever was necessary, to do the medida. Mishnah Hei, Niftu Zikne Yerushalayim V'holchu Lohen. The Zikne Yerushalayim from the Bezden HaGodl, their role now, the medida that was done by them, their role now was finished. We left open that if the Pasuk learns out that it has to be Ziknei Yerushalayim, it has to be represented, this whole process has to be represented by the Zkenim that act on behalf of Gantz Klal Yisrael. So what's Ziknei Oysa Ha'ir? And you need a Bezdin. And without a Bezdin, then there's no Medida Zegla Arufa. The Teretz says there's two parts to the process. There's the actual Parsha Zegla Arufa, what was said, the Arifa, that now we're going to discuss. Before that is the chalois, creating the chalois chiyuv of mekoymoy, mapping it out, doing the medida, and creating the din egla rufa. That was done by v'yotzu zekenecha v'sheftecha, or multitude of the pasuk says. But they're not part of the actual process. That's din in nefashos that are mutl on oiser ear. So the psak in which ear the din is mutl, the medida and the chalois, okay, it's from that city, the bezna of that city is responsible. That was mutl on the ziknei Yerushalayim. Ziknei oiso ir mevi'in eglas bokra shaloi moshcha boil. Now we're already talking about the process of the egla rufa itself. And that's the lashon of the pasuk. The pasuk says that they would bring eglas bokra, but the Torah says two things. Ashaloi ubad bo, that work wasn't done with it. Ashaloi moshcha boil, that didn't carry a yoke. Now, l'chayr, one of the forms of work is carrying a yoke. Didn't have to say it twice. So the Gemara learns out at Tosefes Dvarim, Ashaloi ubad bo will only be avivite, the person meant it to do work. It carried an oil of, it did work, but even where it was put to work, Ashele Moshcha Ba'oil means B'chol Eifen Shuhu. even without kavona, even shalevish asavaydev, it carried on oil, that itself would make it an animal that was worked with, and that would pass it. Ve'ena mum poisilbo, there's no din mum, it's not a carbon. Agrada, the other place we have this din of ashele moshko ba'oil le'ubad bo is by paradumen over there, a mum does pasel. So this is paradumen has its own parasha, plus it has a din of akrovas carbon, even though it wasn't brought in the Beis HaMikdash, it was brought in Harazesim, but it does have a gewisse chalois of a carbon. The Reb Chaim Biskrov talk about this extensively, that does have a parasha of carbonus. Egla Rufa is clearly not a carbon. It's a symbolic act of kapara, but it's not a carbon. Smil doesn't have a din of mum. I mean, the Torah doesn't say it has a din of mum, so it doesn't have a din of mum paslin. Umarid noisel nachal eson, they went down to the nachal eson. What exactly is a nachal eson? So first taich, the word nachal means a river, but it doesn't mean over here to go down to a river. It means a river bed. So what that means in geography is a riverbed is always a place that's down. The river flows down. So the riverbed is always down from the rest of the ground. Fratner it's so where most of the land is hilly, the riverbed is gonna be deeper. It's an emek. Eson means strong. The word Avram Avinu is called Eson or Ezraki, the mighty one. So a Nachal Eson means a riverbed which is hard. The Mishnah adds to that ve'eson kimashmoi kosher. That's what the word means. It means it's a hard land. It's not soft. Avav yisheni eson kosher. That detail is not ma'akiv. Kanira that the nachal, that's the mokim for it, that is. That's a mokim. It has to be the mokim that the Torah says. The description of the soil in that place doesn't have to be, is not ma'akiv. So the pasuk says in pasuk dalva vidu zikneria yis egla nachal eson asher lo yovid bo velo yizorea v'orfu shom eso egla banochal. They were oirefit. Oiref is the process of cutting off the neck of the behemoth, not from the front, but from the back. You have this in a few places. Arifo, the oiref is the back. Amkshe oiref means stiff neck. It means the back of the neck, not the front of the neck. Arifa is what was done if there's a bechor that has kedushas, not a bechor, I'm sorry, a bechor of a chamor, where the owner insists that he doesn't want to be paided on a seh, so we do what's called arifa sa bechor, it's a pasuk at the end of Parshas Boy, and over here also, word arif, by the way, the stiff neck is the opposite of the front of the neck, which is the koyach adibur, just give an idea. The Svarim say that it's a remez, the Koyach HaDibur is Kol Kol Yaakov. The opposite of the Koyach HaDibur, the back of the neck, which is the Oiref, is the Oisius of Paroi. The remez, that's what Paroi is. It's the opposite of Koyach HaDibur of Klal Yisrael. V'orfin Oisei bekupitz me'achareo. They chopped off the back of the neck, from the back of the neck, with a kupitz, not with a sakin, with a, with like a saw. Not literally cut off. Doesn't have to be all the way off, has to be rove off. Umekoimo osu milizroi milavoid. That place, it's chal on it a din. The pasuk says, Ashalo ye ovid boy velo yizoreya. The lotion of the pasuk is not that it wasn't planted, it wasn't worked. It shall not be worked or planted. That place becomes nesa lo ilam. The Mishnah does add that the issue is only to work in the ground, to plant the ground, but not to do something on the ground. Umuta lisrik sham pishton, to use that place to comb flax. Ulanake sham avonim, to sand down, to cut avonim. Because that's not avoid the begufa karka. It's learned out midir kalosh na psukim. Asher lo ye oved velo yizorea, lecher ye oved, one of the forms of avoid is ria. So Asher lo ye oved is in the ground. Lo yizareh is in the ground. From lo yizareh, bo lelamed al yoved, it doesn't mean work on the ground, it means work in the ground. So this becomes a chalois issa that's chal that mokim. It fits nicely with the idea that we said that the kapora over here has to be a kapora on Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is violated by Ritzicha, like we said from the Psukim, and then the Parshas Maaseh. So the place where the Kapara was becomes a memorial for that idea, and that place becomes also, Klal Yisrael can't settle that piece of land. You can't work in that piece of land. Kilo, it loses its availability to Klal Yisrael.